Welcome back to the Beast Gang podcast. And today we're taking a look at Netflix's own Project Power, which is a superhero inspired movie. And it's directed by Henry Joost and Ariel Schulman.
They did Paranormal Activity 3, I think, right?
Ariel Schulman, that is, you know, the dude from Catfish?
Yeah.
That's his brother.
Okay.
Yeah, he did one of the Paranormal Activities, like
yeah,
you said.
3.
Yeah, and the other guy is going to be doing the Mega Man movie.
Wait, there's a straight up Mega Man movie?
Whoa, there's a Mega Man movie?
He's going to be writing and directing the Mega Man movie. But the writer is Mattson Tomlin. He's writing the Batman.
The Matt Reeves film?
Yes. The Batman.
This is the writer for... Okay.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Yeah. Oh, so he's writing the screenplay for that. Matt that Reeves doesn't go well and at all. Mattson Tomlin.
You got me nervous now.
Yeah. So the movie stars Jamie Foxx, who always delivers his lines like this, and JGL, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, and Dominique Fishback. And the synopsis is, when a pill that gives this user unpredictable powers or superpowers for 5 minutes hits the streets of New Orleans, a teenage drug dealer and a local cop must team with an ex-soldier to take down the group responsible for its creation. So that does provide a little bit of background, but I think Machine Gun Kelly starts off the movie where this mysterious drug dealer that shows up, I'll give you drugs for free, just need to sell it. So it then cuts to Dominique Fishback's character, who she is about to do a drug deal, and the guys that she's dealing with basically try to rob her for the drugs. Joseph Gordon-Levitt shows up. He does play a police officer, but he's trying to figure out where the drugs are coming from, but is working with her in a very unofficial capacity to figure out where the drugs are coming from. She has a sick mother. She's a high school student that she likes to rap. And this is when this movie was not going to be my cup of tea, when the classroom and the teacher is asking her why she's just playing with the phone, things like that. And then she just starts rapping to them. And I'm like, this just seems out of place. But okay. But okay. Yeah, I like rap music. But anyway.
Are you serious?
All right.
That was like Gangster's Paradise.
But then you're introduced to Jamie Foxx's character, who shows up at Machine Gun Kelly's apartment. And again, this all takes place in New Orleans. Basically saying that he's working on behalf of whoever his supplier is or whoever his connect is. Breaks in. They have a fight. Machine Gun Kelly has this firepower because he takes the drugs. And then he basically turns into Johnny Storm. Burns down parts of the apartment complex. And also dies in the process. And then there's another situation where Joseph Gordon-Levitt and his partner are brought to a bank, and then he wants to go in, but then there's this mysterious group of government people also shows up at the scene, takes command over the scene, and then he tries to do his best to circumvent all that. Three different characters, mainly Jamie Foxx's character, who has some knowledge of what this drug is, Joseph Gordon-Levitt's character, who is a police officer, and then Dominique Fishback, who is, I guess you can call her a drug dealer, like small time, I'm dealing this so I can get out of the hood type thing. So, Keith?
Yeah, I wouldn't go that far.
So, Keith, what did you think of Project Power?
Straight to video release here. This is not up to Netflix's usual standards that they normally put out. It was predictable. Just join it. Pacing was actually decent.
It was the three different
moves along a decent clip. It moved at a decent clip. It didn't mince a whole lot of words, but you could tell that on paper, it sounded like it was a good idea. Probably wrote a very competent script or a story piece for it originally. It's just the execution was just all over the place. Like, I don't even know what they were trying to do with that. I like the Machine Gun Kelly fire scene. I thought the idea of looking at superpowers in a negative light, like it being a drug, being an addictive drug at that, the wannabe twist. I thought they were kind of heavy-handed with the whole testing of rural New Orleans and kind of like it. I think it was brought up like about four or five times.
It's just poor people. It's basically using poor people.
Yes.
as the
guinea pigs.
Yeah,
and it's kind of like the whole thing of like New Orleans has been screwed over by so many people for so long. We're not going to let this happen again. What? Okay.
Yeah.
You know, so hold on. Did they try to make this like the crack epidemic?
No, they did bring it up a point about what was that woman's name? A woman went into the hospital with an illness, and they end up harvesting a bunch of cells and make breakthroughs in medical science. And she was not compensated or even asked for that to be done to her. And then they brought up Katrina multiple times.
Yeah.
So kind of like this whole thing of the powerful using the poor people to advance themselves, and where the resistance were rising up against that. It was heavy handed, but they should have kind of just stuck with the whole fact of the matter that you got a pill that gives you powers. And then
people are abusing it to do nefarious acts.
Yeah, there were some interesting angles they could have gone with it.
All right. So, Matt?
I thought the movie was good overall up till the end, which I won't talk about. Pacing was okay. The cinematography, in my opinion, for a Netflix film was pretty good. Action kept me engaged. They didn't go overwhelming with the CGI every time someone took a pill. But I will agree with Keith. Up to a certain point, it was pretty predictable.
So I thought this movie had potential. It seemed like it was a good idea, because if you look at Limitless, and then if you look at The Boys, it's a conversion of those two types of stories. That Limitless, there's a drug out there that makes you smarter, and you abuse it. There's always some type of backstabbing or catch 22 with the drug. And The Boys, there's a whole corporation designing drugs to give people to create superheroes. Fine. But this just had so much poor execution. I think it also was just too much story and not enough action. It was just...
I would agree with that. I got thoughts on why that was.
Yeah, and I know that this is a straight-to-online release distribution. So the way that it probably wound up here was that they probably had some decent funding. Someone pulled out, Netflix jumped in. It's like, yeah, you know, we can help you finish the movie, but for this much. And at that point, it just seemed, between a whole bunch of choices of convoluting the story with just too many characters, just the lack of just really direction. Like, maybe the middle of the movie just loses complete direction. And then it starts to pick up again when Jamie Foxx's character begins to tell Dominique Fishback's character why he's doing all this, which is more than that. And then Joseph Gordon-Levitt's character just gets lost in that whole stretch. So then it turns into, if you look at last Wolverine movie, that it just becomes a buddy movie, driving around, going from place to place, trying to protect somebody. And then Jimmy Fox's flashbacks then just start getting annoying, just randomly out of everywhere. Seemed like the movie was just very disjointed and not cohesive. And then I'm going to keep saying this, the rap stuff in this movie just felt so out of place. As someone that appreciates rap music, it starts off with Dominic Fishback's character rapping. I was like, okay, that just seems weird. And then straight to a Lil Wayne song. And then her rapping again. And then the whole scene where she's in class and she's having a vivid hallucination about her rapping to her teacher, standing up to her teacher because her teacher embarrassed her. I'm like, this just seems completely out of place. And particularly that whole classroom scene. I hate scenes like that. It's just bad writing. It's poor writing. And if you have to just, I'm standing up to the man early on in the movie, I don't really understand that. Does not need to be in this movie, and it's out of place. And also, Dominique Fishback's raps were garbage. And first of all, she probably wouldn't be rapping like that if she's from New Orleans. So,
yeah, her sound was way too much West Coast.
Too much spoken word. Again, it's just like someone sat down. It's like, well, hey, we want to have this whole part. She gains an agency. She just speaks in spoken word. I'm like, that is not good for this movie. It is not good for this type of movie, which is should be an action movie or action drama, nor is it good just because her delivery was off.
It feels like this is two different movies. They had a good script, and the idea was for it to be about superpowers are available, being sold as a drug.
Yeah.
As an illegal drug.
And that's and like the that's, boys part right. of that season was like, hey, well, this stuff is getting out. And they're just mm-hmm. creating superheroes. That's not right.
It feels like somebody, another actor, another producer, someone financing the film decided, like, we need to throw something in there that makes it relevant to the now or trying to bring something up. Because, like, the minute they brought up that woman, and I'm kicking myself because I forgot her name. Jamie Foxx, like, came in on board to the project. We need to do something like this. They're trying to make the movie more important than it should be.
Yeah, I mean, it's basically let's inject a whole bunch of social themes and themes right. about kind of overt situations where taken advantage of and... Again, with that Dominique Fishback's rap stuff, all that stuff is wrapped up into that. I'm not, it's like, yeah, right. this does not belong in this movie. Does not belong in an action movie. And again, I just think that there's way too many characters. Jamie Foxx's character and Dominique Fishback, or Dominique Fishback, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, or Joseph Gordon-Levitt and Jamie Foxx. It should have been one of those combinations of those two and not... Right. all three of them. And because again, the movie's one is just also too long for the type of movie it is. It's 2 hours.
Like 2 hours, right?
Yeah. And it really just needed to be like an hour and a half, bang, uh-huh. movie's over. Hey, that wasn't that bad.
Well, the movie was okay until the last part.
Because when Jamie Foxx went loose, big old explosion. And I'm just like if they were trying to go the realistic route, you give a person the ability to weapons of mass destruction or a bomb and for 5 minutes and you can't find a legitimate military application for that. It didn't make sense why they would go that route selling it in the streets and like that, like the way they did.
You're going to be the biggest drug dealer in South America. I'm like, I think that means a lot more than just being the biggest drug dealer in South America. You can go anywhere with that and destroy whole countries. There's just too many themes in the movie, too many backstories. If it just would have been about Jamie Foxx and him trying to piece together what happened to his life or who took who, that would have been fine. But then you also have Dominique Fishback's character and the mom, and then her mom works at a veterinary place. I don't even know what she does there, but then she knows how to heal wounds, gunshot wounds particularly. As a teenager, really don't know what's going on, but I think the biggest problem with this movie is just the lack of direction. So let's wrap this up. So Keith, what score would you give Project Power?
I would give it a 6. I'd watch it again just for the effects. The boy stand there, she's not happy. I'd give it that for the effects. Would watch it again, like I said, just to see that. I had too many problems with it. I couldn't really take it as serious as they wanted me to take it. If that makes sense.
Yeah. To me, it just wasn't any investment in the characters because it was just kind of silly. Matt, what score would you give Project Power?
I'd give it a 6 as well. The last 5-10 minutes I felt were very corny. I was trying to second guess. I was like, all right, which powers haven't they exposed? And to be surprised about what the heck Jamie Foxx did at the end, I'm like, was there any hint towards that? No. It was kind of all far away out of left field. I didn't understand it. So 6 is my score. I would definitely watch it again. It's a lot better than a lot of the other Netflix movies that are out. So definitely watchable.
All right.
I wouldn't be surprised if there's a sequel.
All right. So I'm going to give this a 4.5, and some of it is Dominique Fishback's character just totally off to me, and then just too many characters in the movie when it really just should have been 2 or focusing on 2 and not 3. And then just editorializing of social issues in movies has been a problem for a while.
All right.
Generally in independent films. You get that, which is
fine.
Yeah,
but it's usually the focus. That's usually the focus of it.
Yeah.
Though.
In independent films, it is fine because it's an independent film. Someone is doing that. But when it tries to take direction as being some moderate budget film about superheroes or superpowers, at least, and then giving you all this unnecessary BS because New Orleans just before the world ended, was a good cheap place to shoot other than North Carolina and Atlanta. Most of the movies would be based in those areas. The last movie that Jamie Foxx was in called Sleepless, which is based on Sleepless Night, took place in Atlanta. But the...
Oh, Georgia.
Yep. Completely silly to me. And would never watch this movie again. There's no point to watch this movie again.
Damn, man. Me.
The best part about this movie is probably Jamie Foxx does play a convincing character. A lot of times his line delivery is always rushed. And I did like the interplay between him and Dominic Fishback's character.
I liked their character, actually.
I did not like it. I think it was his rapping part that
threw you off, that just like ended it for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
You mad the way she was spitting those bars, you know? You didn't like it.
It's hot trash.
It wasn't as bad as you
did. I mean, it's people saying, oh, well, spoken word sounds cool. Let's just have that out there. And like, all right, whatever. But this is on Netflix. You can feel free to watch it, but I would just say you can probably skip it. Project Power is probably not the best thing. And maybe in another week or so, I believe that The Boys season 2, at least the first couple episodes, should be on Amazon Prime. That is a much, much better situation involving government conspiracies, people losing family members due to the superhero or superpower epidemic. That means much more to me than this hot trash, and that's the BSK podcast.
Wow. It is not hot trash.
Yo, bars are whack.
Man.
It wasn't that bad until the end.
It is watchable.
Yeah, it wasn't
it
that
is
bad,
shot well. Yeah, it is shot well, but...
See?
The music is also off, and considering this and like the old guard and that music, I'm not sure who Netflix is allowing to score these movies, but they need to just hire me. Because one, I wouldn't be just putting rap music in just like random action movies. It's not hot trash, but a rap is trash. So, all right. Beast Game Podcast.